me. Sorry. Do you speak English?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Hiya, welcome to episode 38 of the Easy English Podcast. Izzy, how are you?
I'm okay, I am a bit congested still.
Well, that's good. Not good, but good for the podcast, because...
Good for the podcast?
Yeah, because I wanted to do an episode about getting over illnesses. Tips and tricks from Mitch and Izzy.
Let's go. What a great episode.
Let's go.
Topic of the week.
Okay, so recently, do you want to tell the story? Because it's about your life, about your nose, about your congestion.
That I was ill?
Yeah.
Well, I was ill. I have no idea what I had, what virus got me. I think it was a virus, because you can, with your symptoms, kind of divide between virus and bacteria infections. So I guess it was a viral infection of my respiratory system. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It was everything. Sinuses and everything.
Sinuses, ears, throat.
Oh, head.
Calf. Well, lungs, I wouldn't say. Headache, all of that. Which everybody knows. Happens. Yeah. Happens.
But maybe because you've just had it, we can use this episode to give a lowdown on how we like to recover from illnesses. Not just like what pills you pop in, but I mean, like, what are you listening to? What you're watching? What are you intaking in terms of food and drink?
Yeah, well, we anyway eat very healthily, even healthier since a few months, because we are on a big health plan.
We are.
So it's not that we changed the diet when I was ill a lot, because we were anyway all about veg and fruit and only the good stuff and not the ultra-processed foods, not the sugary foods. So in that sense, I just even more, probably doubled my intake in more fruits, more veg.
But what specifically, though, to combat illness?
Well, as maybe some people have heard before, my go-to, which I actually have right now, is lemon and ginger, hot lemon and ginger. But I don't drink that only when I'm ill. I drink it every day.
But you specifically, excuse me, I have a French man in my throat.
Are you congested?
A bit congested there. do you buy pre-made or do you, because you are the citrus queen, do you?
I'm the citrus queen. What is nicer, citrus queen or lemon queen? Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, lemon, you mean if I get tea bags with lemon and ginger?
Yeah.
I can say I do it all. Definitely fresh.
Yeah.
So rather have lemon and ginger only fresh and not the tea bag. Only the tea bag also, not only is it not as healthy, but also it doesn't taste well. But what my go-to is a lemon and ginger tea bag from Twinings in UK.
The Royal Seal of Approval.
Or other brands, obviously. There are also more brands that do great lemon ginger tea, especially in Germany, there are others. And then I put a lemon in it, squeeze a lemon out, lemon juice, and some fresh ginger.
Honey?
You made it for me 2 times when I was ill because it's good for your throat, but I don't like it at all. I don't like sweet in my tea. I like sour. Sour. So yeah, lemon and ginger is really good. And then I drink a whole lot of other teas also on regular days, but even more when I was ill. I had like 6 teas a day or so. Herbal teas, or mainly herbal teas, good night teas, all that stuff. So drinking.
Yeah, liquids is always important, right?
Yeah, drink a lot, flush it out.
Yeah, but not milk or stuff like that. Something like creamy is...
I don't like milk anyway.
It just adds to the congestion.
I mean, I don't like cow milk anyway, but even soy milk, because instead of cow milk products like yogurt and milk, we anyway have soy milk and soy yogurt at home. But soy, even soy milk, I wouldn't drink on its own. I think milk is a weird thing to drink. Ugh.
Especially when you're ill.
Yeah. The only time that I like soy milk is in a hot chocolate.
Ooh. But that's also for when you're ill and a bit creamy and thick.
So, teas, fruit salads with yogurt.
Oh, for food-wise? Yeah, that's good shout.
Lots of different fruits.
There's like the sort of folklore of having a flu or something is to eat chicken broth or chicken soup. Mm. But as a veggie...
Well, that's veggie broth, which is also really good.
But what's the equivalent? Just cooking carrots off and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and some other veg. Soups with broth. Other soups I ate, squash soups, carrot soups, which is also liquid and veg, so good for you. I had also a soup that was really spicy with chili and ginger. That was really good. It was ginger and chili in there, right?
Yeah.
It was so spicy and was really helping me to,
that's what I was gonna
to
ask.
Open my sinuses.
That's what I was going to ask next, because for me, if I'm ill, spice is my best friend. It sounds like counterproductive, because what do you really want, more pain on top of your ongoing illness? But spice for me is the, because I have a pretty messed up sinus system and I can only breathe out of one nostril.
Yeah.
Thanks to a netball post. But spice clears everything.
Yeah. And otherwise, I just ate what we normally eat. Lots of salads, healthy stuff.
Okay. And then in terms of, you called in sick from work, right? So you were off.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spend your time wisely on getting better quickly? Are you listening? Are you watching?
I hated it. I hate to lie down somewhere for days. I was so frustrated. But yeah, I was this one. I had no other chance. I had no energy at all.
Is it fair to say you're someone who struggles to relax?
Yes.
You always feel you must be doing something.
Yeah, and it was boring. But then also I couldn't sleep for days. Not in the night, not in the day, because it was so congested.
You had some mad dreams, right? Congestion dreams.
If I fell asleep, I had mad dreams. And I was just like lying around like an idiot. But I was watching
a horizontal sausage.
I also listened to podcasts, but I was more watching.
What were you watching?
I was watching...
Do you want to watch something that you can focus on or that you can just have in the background to veg out on?
I was watching light reality TV.
Nice. And that helps?
Well, also boring out of time, but it's good to just have a rhythm. I was watching a yachting series that probably many of you heard about. It's called Below Deck. And it's about people working on a yacht and being, really depends on what you watch, but it's like work.
You're already bored speaking about it.
No, it's like, it's about obviously work environment, but also like work relationships. Mm.
Whilst you're getting better, can I recommend something?
Should I not talk about Below Deck more?
It's up to you. I have a recommendation for being ill. And if you're listening to this also thinking, what on earth are they talking about? And why are they talking so quickly? And I can't understand. You've probably switched off by now. But if you haven't, then we offer a transcript player with this podcast if you become a member of Easy English by going to easyenglish.video/membership. And the transcript player is a very clever, interactive way to keep up with the podcast, and it allows you to translate everything that we're saying now into a variety of different languages. To look at it, try it out, and have a think about it, go to easyenglish.video/membership. There's a show on BBC, which you have to be in the UK to be able to watch, but it might get syndicated, or it might get bought by another channel eventually, I feel like. There is a show called Gone Fishing, which is bizarre because I really have never fished before, never really had the desire to. Not sure if I completely agree with it as a sport, but this program is so good, and it features two of the biggest comedians from the 90s in Britain, but you don't need to know that. They're just two people who are real friends. One of them has been fishing all his life. One has never been fishing, but has recently, they both have had heart problems. So they're having to slow down their life, take care of what they eat and stay active. And one guy invited the other one who doesn't fish to come fishing with him because it's light. It's not so extreme on your body. And then the other one said that he'll cook for the other one because the other one doesn't know how to cook very well. And so they just go to different Airbnbs all over beautiful parts of Britain. And they basically just watch them fish. But because they're comedians, they're just naturally very funny, right? And yeah, it's
funny. It's very relaxing.
The editing, there's like one cut every like 5-6 seconds. It's so light, enjoyable. And the music is always like classical music or slow paced music.
We forgot to put in our category. It's the recommendation of the week. We had this one.
Oh, yeah. That's the recommendation of the week.
That's a great one. Yeah. I also like it a lot. And they're really personal, those two. Yeah. And it's a slow-paced, peaceful series.
It really is.
And you just have the feeling you're there. You can really relax. I like that too.
Okay. And then going past entertainment, what is left? What do you have any herbal remedies, or do you have any outside of your lemon and ginger? Do you have any other herbal remedies or things that you do that's not just popping pills?
I'm always the one that doesn't want to take anything until you really can't do it without any medication. No, but what I like to do is inhaling with those cold creams, but you can also inhale with different oils that help your sinuses and the lung and everything. So inhaling with oils, salty water, just put it all in a pot with hot water and a towel over your head. That helps.
Yeah.
I did this twice a day. And then drinking, resting. That's basically it. But that's not the go-to for everyone, obviously. That's what I did. But yeah, it's unfortunate because I don't like it, but sometimes you just have to rest.
And are you a bed person, a sofa person? Or do you rather be outside? You know what I mean?
Outside? Resting?
Yeah, sometimes like getting fresh air can help people out, right?
Well, I would always try to go out every day because at least for 10 minutes to get fresh air, and well, you have to move your body. If I really want to rest, I need to lie in bed. Sofa doesn't really do that for me.
I really struggle with flus. I have a technique which I don't recommend, but it just helps me to get through it, which is I roll up tissue and then I just rip off a piece and roll it up into like kind of like a ball and then shove two of them up each nostril hole. I'm so pathetic where like I hate just having this cold feeling that I'll blow my nose a bit too often, and then for the week after I've had my cold, I have red rings around my nose always because I blow my nose so often. So to counteract that, I just shove two balls of tissue up my nose and will sleep without having to being able to breathe out of those two nose holes and wake up. And then, yeah, sometimes you get completely clogged up, but then at least it stops your nose from running. I hate that. You've witnessed this, haven't you? Looks like I've been punched in the face by Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's some advice or some ill-fitting advice from me. Next, we'd like to move to a new subject that we've been wanting to do. Would you like to do me or you first? Basically, we have two topics we'd like to do because Easy is a big music lover and I'm a huge film.
Yeah,
I am too, but music surrounds your life more than me, I think. And my thing is more about movies or films, depending on where you're from. And so we thought we'd take it in turns on each episode to recommend a British artist or band or a British film. Okay, so this week we're going to try one from me.
Mitch's Movie Club.
So this week I'd like to recommend a British movie. It's not brand new, but this is good because I think you'll be able to find it if you have the correct Netflix account. I'd like to recommend a movie called Men.
Okay.
So it's from 2022. It's made by a British director called Alex Garland. He's from London. He's 53, apparently. And he specifically makes lots of movies that are kind of dystopian, a bit like Black Mirror, if not Black Mirror is. He made movies, for example, he actually is the guy who made 28 Days Later, which was probably one of the biggest British movies ever, with Cillian Murphy, who just became an Oscar winner. He also made a movie called Ex Machina about AI. But this one I want to speak about is called Men. Essentially, this movie is, the whole focus of the movie is about, it surrounds this phrase which came to prominence called toxic masculinity, which in a sense is sort of like an inherent thing that men have in them, which typically is degrading for women. Can be passive, can be aggressive behavior. And this movie explores that phrase, basically, as this woman goes on an Airbnb on her own. She goes to this small idyllic village in, I don't know where, it's quite a posh part of the UK. And she's greeted, she's actually a really great actress, and she's in a lot of things, getting really big now. She's called Jessie Buckley. And she is basically greeted by the Airbnb host, who's played by Rory Kinnear, who's like more of a theatre actor. And the kind of the fun twist of this whole movie is he plays the rest of the cast. He plays the Airbnb host, he plays the local postman, he plays the local schoolboy, the vicar, he's the pub landlord. And she basically experiences on her trip different types of toxic masculinity. There's like an aggressively sexist schoolboy. There's like a bit of an inappropriate vicar. There is the policeman who's kind of victim blaming her. And so, yeah, she's kind of initially stalked by a stalker, which is at its form like the most terrifying form of masculinity, I guess. And then, yeah, it kind of follows on from there. And it's her sort of dealing with the loss of her abusive husband, essentially. It's an amazing development in the story, and there's so much metaphor throughout the whole movie. You watch it, the first time you watch it, you just want to watch it for it being a good movie, and then I'd watch it a second time and try to pick up on all of these little metaphors throughout the whole film. There's like an odd reoccurring thing of like she eats an apple from the garden.
Oh, Garden Eden.
Which is related to like Eve, but Eve was created from Adam. So there's already this like feeling of the man created the woman. The man was first, woman came later.
Is that true?
Yeah. Adam lost a rib. He took out a rib or something. And there's so many little things. I didn't even pick up on half of them.
And it's a horror film though, right? Could you say that already?
Yeah, I guess. It's like there's horror elements. Like she's obviously being stalked, and
well, that's more like a psycho thriller.
Yeah, it's like horror thriller, but then there's more to it than just that. And most of his films are like that. They're like a genre hiding another genre.
Okay,
it's definitely a rewatchable movie, and Rory Kinnear is just incredible that he can play this 20 roles in one movie. It's just ridiculous. It's so good. So,
yeah. Would it be a movie for me?
No. No, but maybe in the daytime. If you could watch it in the daytime and go into... If you're like scared of horror movies, go into it thinking, I'm analysing this movie. I'm not watching it to be scared. I'm going there analysing this world, because toxic masculinity has many forms, and this director, that his whole intent of this movie is to try to portray every type of toxic masculinity that exists. And at the end, there's just this big regurgitation of like, can men fix themselves, or is it something that will just carry on forever because it's inherent? Is it inherent, like how Adam and Eve are like religious, it's born, or is it nurtured by adults teaching it to their children and cultures sort of regurgitating the same stereotypes of women and or men? There you go. That's my movie review.
Thank you, Mitch.
We hope you enjoy that new segment. And if you would like to leave us a message recommending any of your favourite British movies, write to us at podcast@easyenglish.video, or you can send us a voice message with any questions to easyenglish.fm.
Well, not two, but you have to go on the website and there you find a button where you can do that.
Well explained.
See you next time.
Ta-ra.
Don't see you. Hear you. Not hear you. Speak to you next time. Bye. Ta-ra.